Psalm 34, verse 3 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." Amen and amen. That's Psalm 34, verse 3. Well, good Sunday to you. It's the final Sunday of June 2020. It is so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. This program, if you've been under a rock maybe the last few years, Sunday Worship, we focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And friend, today is really no different. So let's prepare our hearts and our minds on Jesus today as we start things off with Lifeway Worship and Just As I Am. Music from Lifeway Worship and Just As I Am. Well, friend, I hope you are enjoying this beautiful day today. You are listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll. Listen to this from Jeremiah 17, verse 7. It says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." Friend, if the roots are deep and the tree is strong, you don't need to worry about the wind. Friend, let's be sure to stay connected to Jesus today.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the years. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
This world has left me here with nothing. It took my silver and my gold. But there's one thing they can't take from me. This treasure that I hold. You made me rich in grace and mercy. Now my heart is satisfied. So let them take my whole life from me. Oh, it is worth the price. 'Cause your love is better than life. Just one living water that fills the empty soul.
declare to earth and heaven that I have chosen to believe. And all the riches I've been given, they overflow to me. Your love is
yes, better than life. Charles Billingsley right here on Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And, you know, I know probably some of us are listening today who just love going to the gym and working out. And that's great. Well, the rest of us, we love eating our donuts and all of that. But you do that so you can keep healthy and strong. I was reading this past week that medical researchers tell us that mental exercise is one of the best ways to ward off dementia and other diseases that accompany old age, like working on puzzles, learning a new language, taking college courses, anything that forces the brain to stay active and alert. But friend, did you know that spiritual exercise is important too? Praying, meditating on the Word of God, memorizing Scripture, fasting, serving others in Jesus' name. All these great spiritual disciplines renew our spirit and really keep apathy at bay. So friend, the more you exercise your spirit, the stronger it gets.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter,
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Oh, weary mind, oh, troubled soul, all the broken pieces that you hold, turn them over. Jesus does, oh heavy heart, oh heavy load, lay it down and let it go, leave your broken yesterdays in the open arms of grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
standing next to him in the light of his glory and grace. So
dear friend, turn your eyes, fix your eyes upon Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship. Listen to this from Isaiah 25, verse 1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, planned, formed of old, faithful and sure.
Sun's gone home again, lifted my face.
Friend, what a beautiful truth. What a fantastic song from Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and When God Ran. Well, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and my time is winding down here with you here today. But, friend, you can always drop me a note anytime. I always enjoy getting notes from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org, or you can connect with me on Facebook. Just look up Joey Kroll Online right there on Facebook. Well, friend, until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.